Blog Talk Radio.
I am a human. Now haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist. And I'm not a communist. I'm not a socialist. I'm not the politics. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. And haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reason for hope. I'm a human, yes I am a child like her, and when you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier, I'm not a jihadist, I'm not a Buddhist, I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a what, I am a who, I'm not black. I'm not white. Tell me if this is why we fight. I am a human. Haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Well, I am a child like her. And when you look into her eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew, it shouldn't matter to you. Tell me, are these the reasons you can't live right? I am a human. And I have been suffering for too long. There's a reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. Yeah, I'm a child like her. And if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I am a human. Now haven't I suffered for so long? There's a reason for hope. Keep on holding on.
Welcome back to the Real Talk for Real People Study Show, a show where we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and we keep a pulse on some of our people. We study our people also. We try to get a pulse on our people and strangers, different nations also, to get some perspectives on our people and strangers. That being said, we are studying in the first book of Samuel. Some of you call it, and it's chapter 22. It speaks about King Dawid's 400 warriors. It speaks about, like Shaka Zulu said, you can't leave an enemy behind. As in the case of Dog, D-O-G, going to snitch. And to further make matters worse, King Saul is exacerbating the situation by killing the priest, making something out of nothing. That's what we do when we know we're in the wrong. We try to make something out of nothing. This is the case of the priest. Also, we'll find out sometime you can ask a friend for a favor, not actually friend, But sometimes our enemies, in the case of King Moab, the king of Moab, King Dog will go to him and ask him, can you take care of my mama and my papa, Jess? And so while I'm going about this war here. So there's a lot to be taken in for the first book of Samuel, King Dog. So Cartrell will bring on the 23rd chapter of Yeshayahu. A lot of people like to call it Isaiah. That's not the correct name. Yeshayahu is his correct name. Chapter 23. And there is a proclamation against Tyre. Did you know them people look like us once upon a time? But you know how they go. When they move out, other people move in and take on the name. It goes around a lot of times. People move out, people move in, and they take upon the name of Tyre, T-Y-R-E. And Brother Cartrell and I, we're happy to bring y'all studies to you. And here's what we will only ask one thing. We don't ask for one thin dime for these studies. We simply ask you to have an open mind, take them home, the studies, meditate on them. And once you've come to some firm conclusion, put it into action. As we say after every study session, it works only if you work it. It's true. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And bless you, brothers and sisters. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yah on my soul. And Allah within me, bless his holy name. All praise and honor and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For the Yam Suf Aru, Sister Nasanya, Shalom, family that's out there. How you doing?
We're doing okay. Okay, brother. She said, Nasanya said Shalom back. We're doing okay under the circumstances. But, you know, we stay immersed in our studies, as we all should be doing. And how is your wife and family, Cartrell?
Everybody's well. All praises.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Man. Yep.
All right. Well, Brother Cartrell, if you don't have any commentary, I don't have any. We can proceed right to our studies.
Sure enough.
Okay. Let's get started. Chapter 22, 1 Samuel. It goes on to say, King David departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. So when his family came together, gathered together, all of his father's house heard it, they went down there to gather together with him, there to him, to support him. And everyone who was in distress, and I'm certain under King Saul, because this man had mental conditions, a lot of people were under distress. And also everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented, I'm sure it was a lot, gathered to him. So he became captain over them, King David. And there was about 400 men with him. These are fighting men. Then King David went from there to Mizpah of Moab. He said to the king of Moab, please let my father and mother come here with you. Support them, protect them, so to speak, till I know what Yah will do for me, till I get instructions from Yah. So he brought them before the king of Moab, and they dwelt with him all the time. He took care of them. That King David was in the stronghold. Now, the prophet Gad said to King David, do not stay in the stronghold. Don't stay here. Depart and go to the land of Yehuda. So King David departed and went into the forest of Hebron. And here we are. King Saul doubles down on dirty, so to speak. When King Saul heard that King David and the men who were with him had been discovered, now King Saul was standing in Gilboa under a terebinth tree and Ramah with a spear in his hand in the ready, so to speak. And all his servants were standing about him. And King David said to his servants who stood about him, hear now, you Benjamites. Will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields, vengeance, and make all of you captains of thousands and captains of hundreds? and plans to just interfere. I'm going to do that, but he ain't going to do that for you. All of you have conspired against me. You know, I told you he's in that mental spiral down. He accused them. All of you have conspired against me. There's no one who reveals to me that my son has made a contract covenant with the son of Jesse. There's no one of you who is sorry for me or reveals to me that my son has stirred up my servant against me and planned, suggesting, and inferring that Prince Jonathan set all this in motion to lie in wait as it is this day, talking about his own child. And then here we come to snitches, and he ought to get some stitches. He going to get them, too, by King Dollar. He ain't going to get a pass. You know, the one that was at the priest, the servant of tending the sheep. Remember, he heard what transpired. He saw what had transpired with the priest and King Dawood, as far as that showbread was concerned. Then answered, and Goliath swore. Then answered, dog, to Edomite. You can't trust your enemies, who were set over the servants of King Saul, and said, I saw the son of Jesse going to Nob to Amalek, the high priest, the son of Ethuk, and inquired of Yah from him. Gave him provisions, gave him the sword of Goliath, the Philistine. So the king sent to call Ahimelech, the high priest, the son of Ahitub, and all his father's house, the priests who were in Nob. And they all came to the king. And King Saul said, hear now, son of Ahitub. He answered, Ahimelech, priest, high priest Amalek, here I am, my lord. Then King Saul said to him, why have you conspired against me? The man ain't conspired against him. That's that downgrade of this spiritual connection with Yah and that evil spirit upon him. And you, the son of Jesse, you, the son of Jesse, and that you have given him bread and a sword, and have inquired of Yah for him, that he should rise up against me to lie in wait as it is this day. Now, Prince High Priest Amalek answered the king and said, and who among your servants is as faithful as King Dawood? He pushed King Dawood, no, man, no, I don't know what you're saying, but I'm going to tell you this to suggest, infer, and imply, there ain't no faithful servant as King Dawood and with you. He eaten blood till he married into you, who is the king's son-in-law, who goes at your bidding. And it's honorable in your house. I ain't got nothing bad to say about the young fella. Now, you said what you want to say. Then I began to inquire of Yah for him. Far be it from me, let not the king impute anything to this, his servant, or to any in the house of my father. Don't put this dirt on me. I did the right thing, so to speak. For your servant knew nothing of all of this. I didn't know what was transpiring with you and him, the animosity between you. Little or much, I didn't know nothing about it. And the king said, you shall surely die, high priest Amalek, you and all your father's household. Then the king said to the guards who stood before these Benjamites, these Israelites, turn and kill the priest of Yah. Man, this guy got some nerve. Because their hand also is with King Dawood. Because they knew when he fled and did not tell me. But the servants of the king, these Hebrew Israelites, Benjamites, would not lift their hands to strike the priest of Yah. And the king said to our enemy, one of our enemies, dog, I like to call him dog. He looked like a dog. It sounded like a dog. And you turn and kill the priest. So dog, the Edomite, our sworn enemy, turned and struck the high priest and the priest, killed on that day, dog, killed 85 men who wore a linen ephod. Also, they went to the city. Also, not the city of the priest, he struck dog with the edge of the sword, both men and women, children, nurses. He didn't give a damn who it was. Get an insight on our enemy's mindset. Dog will give you an insight on how our enemies really feel about that. Who really treated us like that in these struggles? When our forefathers came here buck naked and in chains. Think about it. Make the application and make it right. There's a whole lot of more dogs. Not only that one. But this man had no love for us, the young, the old, the women, the children, even the babies in the cradle. There's a whole lot of dogs out there. Not only that dog, that's their mindset. That's why I said study our enemies. And the guy went so far as to kill donkeys, sheep with the head. This guy had insane animosity. And who else like that has an insane animosity against us? Now, one of the sons of Ahimelech, high priest Ahimelech, he got away. The son of Ahitub. And his name was Abitar. He escaped and fled after King Dawid. And Abitar told King Dawid that King Saul had killed Yah's priest. So King Dawid said to Abitar, he made a mistake. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, don't be ashamed. We all make mistakes. That's just the way it is. Ain't nobody perfect. King Dawid, he pondered upon that. And after some pondering, he said, I knew that day when Dog the Edomite was there, he overlooked him, that he would surely tell King Saul, I killed, caused the death of all the person of your, because I made a mistake. I knew, man, I knew that guy was going to tell me. And I caused the death of your whole family by my slight, I made a mistake. That's all it is. I've caused it, and he said, I've caused the death. He took the ownership and responsibility. He said, I've caused the death of all the person of your father's house, speaking to Abitar. And he tells him, stay with me. Do not fear, for he who seeks my life seeks your life. We're on the same team. But with me, you shall be saved. It gives you a lot of insights, as I said, against the deterioration of King Saul. Against the insight of our enemies, how they really view us. When they get the opportunity, they're going to put the hammer to the metal. And sometimes how we make mistakes. And as King Saul alluded to, man, I knew that guy was going to do. I know he would. Oh, man, I wish I had to do what I needed to do. But sometimes, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, ain't nobody perfect. You ain't perfect. We all slip up. As King Saul, as King Dawid admitted, I slipped up. And there I have caused the death of your whole family. I let this guy get a pass. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, fellow students, you can't never give your enemy a pass. He's waiting on the opportunity. And he will show his hatred toward us. As in when we came here buck naked and chained. These are the remnants, Romans/Greece and Edomites. And they live here, too. And they have intense hatred against us. And they like to call us terrorists. But we know who the real terrorists are. It gives you some insight on the high priest, Amalek. How he said, man, I ain't know but nothing about none of this. All I know is what I know about King Dawid. I know he's your son-in-law. I know he's the first. He's the first to put the metal to the pedal far as you're concerned. And then, Father, what you talking about? I ain't know nothing about you got animosity, little or more against him, but I know what he has toward you. And he speaks about King Dawid taking care of his mother and father, putting them in a safe place. And it speaks about our enemy, Moab. How sometimes you can go to your cousins, as in the case of Moab, to get some help. And he helped him as far as his mother. His mother and father was concerned. And also, he speaks in turn about King Saul. King Dawid had 400 fighting men, although a whole lot more had gathered themselves together with him, those discontented, those mistreated, abused, and sometimes killed. So a lot of people came to their support and their protection. It wasn't just the 400 fighting men. But he tells you, I ain't got but 400 fighting men. And but Yah can do a whole lot with a less moat. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Brother Cottrell, you have the mic, brother.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. History is kind of treacherous there.
Mm-hmm.
And our King Saul, he didn't have
right.
King David there anymore to play that harp for him to calm him down. when his spirit went awry. And we can see in this incident, he definitely crossed the line when he told Doeg to kill the priest. Once he killed the priest, you know his kingdom was over.
Exactly.
And it really, the onus really wasn't on King David. The guilt was on King Saul and Doeg.
Exactly.
And for me, this is why Jewish people don't have priests, because Doeg killed all the priests at that time. Mosai won't allow them to have priests.
Exactly.
They got rabbis.
Exactly.
They don't know nothing about priests. They got rabbis. But you can see that Edom, our cousin, was right up in the midst of us.
Mm-hmm.
He's like King Saul's right-hand man. And I'm sure he wasn't the only Edomite that was in the midst of Israel at that time.
No. You're talking about
our
brother.
A very...
Contrary, you're talking about our brother, Edom.
Doeg, the Edomite.
Yeah.
A vicious man to kill men, women, children. You can kill a donkey. What the donkeys do to you? What the sheep and the goat do to you?
Man, hatred, just like Cicely Sonia said, her father used to tell her, jealousy can kill you. And it's very intense.
Yeah, my man went overboard. The king only told him to kill the priests. He not only killed the priests, at least 85 of them, but he killed women, children, animals. King ain't telling him to do all that.
No.
It seemed like he was bloodthirsty. Once he got started, he couldn't stop.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, one of the priest's sons escaped.
Right.
And we know that having two men anointed in the nation is not a good thing.
No.
As a matter of fact, I also talked to Imam Hadura about that, because they throw that term anointed around loosely. And I try to remind her that if the king ever found out that somebody anointed themselves, that would be an act of treason on the part of a person.
Act of war.
And we see it playing out with King David and King Saul. But King David was anointed by Yah. So it's just a lesson to be learned. And the importance of the anointing. The anointing didn't do so well with King Saul, but it gave King David mighty powers.
Exactly.
Praise Yah. And the fact that he took his mother and father to Moab, why would he do that?
Right.
You know, he had ties with Moab, with Ruth.
Right.
So I'm sure he reminded the Moab that he had family ties with them.
Exactly.
And that he treated Ruth very well. They treated Ruth very well.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah that we did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Brother Cottrell. Thank you very much, fellow students, for listening. Now is Brother Cottrell's time to bring to you this last segment of our study, and Yeshayahu. You call it Isaiah, that is not the correct name, but Yeshayahu. It's chapter 23, proclamation against Tyre. Praise Yah.
Well, praise the only one of Israel, for the prophet Isaiah, Yeshayahu. And his visions concerning these nations. The last nation he talked about was our nation, Yehuda. Now he's focused on the Phoenicians, because we know the Phoenicians, they ruled the city of Tyre.
Right.
He's also focusing on the Greeks and the European powers when he speaks about Tarsus, because the Europeans conquered Tyre.
Right. Alexander the Great, so I don't know what was great about him, but Alexander the Great conquered it, and white folks in charge now. All right, Cottrell.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
The oracle concerning Tyre. Wail, O ships of Tarshish, for Tyre is laid waste without house or labor. Far from the land of Cyprus, it is revealed to them. Be still, O inhabitants of the coast, the merchants of Sidon who cross the sea have failed you. And on many waters, your revenue was the grain of Sihon, the harvest of the Nile. You were the merchant of the nations. Ain't that what they are now? The merchants of the nations.
Exactly.
You know, we're under maritime law, right? Maritime.
Right. Exactly.
Why is that? And this chapter will tell you. Be ashamed, O Sidon, for the sea has spoken. The stronghold of the sea is saying, I have neither labored nor given birth. I have neither reared young men nor brought up young women. When the report comes to Egypt, they will be in anguish over the report about Tyre. Cross over to Tarshish, where, O inhabitants of the coast, is this your exalted city, whose origin is from days of old, whose feet carried her to settle far away? That's what Europeans did, right?
Mm-hmm.
They went away from their own landmass, mm-hmm. sailed on this on the sea, and settled, because that's what we call them here, Native Americans, indigenous people, and they themselves call themselves settlers, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know who the settlers are, the wanderers, people
right.
who go into other people's lands.
Right.
Whose origins are from of old, whose feet carry her to settle far away, who has proposed this against Tyre, the bestow of crowns, whose merchants were princes, whose traders were the honored of the earth. Ain't that what we got now? Capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
They are the princes of the earth. They are the rulers and the armed men of the earth. That's why they love
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump so much, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
These merchants have become the princes. These traders have become the honored men of the earth. Yah host has purposed it to defile the pompous pride of all glory, to dishonor all the honored of the earth. So Yah got a plan for them. Cross over your land like the Nile, O daughter of Tarshish. He has no restraint anymore. He has stretched out his hand over the sea. He has shaken the kingdoms. Yah has given command concerning Canaan to destroy its strongholds. That's what we're watching now in Gaza. Gaza
mm-hmm.
was once a part of the land of the Canaanites.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you will exalt no more. You will no more exalt, O oppressed virgin, daughter of Sidon. Arise, cross over to Cyprus. Even there you will have no rest. Behold, the land of the Chaldeans. This is the people that was not. Assyria destined it for wild beasts. They erected their siege towers. They stripped her palaces bare. They made her a ruin. They made her a ruin. Well, O ships of Tarshish, for your stronghold is laid waste. That day, Tyre will be forgotten for 70 years. Like the days of one king. And at the end of 70 years, it will happen that Tyre, as in the song of the prostitute, take a harp, go about the city, O forgotten prostitute, make sweet melodies, sing many songs, that you may be remembered. At the end of 70 years, Yah will visit Tyre, and she will return to her wages and will prostitute herself with all the kingdoms of the world on the face of the earth. That's what we see now. Her merchants and her wages will be holy unto Yah. It will not be stored or hoarded, but her merchandise will supply abundant food and fine clothing for those who dwell before Yah. So this capitalist system is going to only be catering to what the Most High's will is. So everything they stored up and hoarded is going to be turned over to the Most High. Basically, that's what he's saying. The Greco-Roman Empire, all the wealth that they've taken from nations is going to be turned over to the Most High. Praise Yah.
Right. Praise Yah. That was very informative, and it should be very appreciated. And we should do our due diligence and our studies. We have a very, very vast reservoir of a very important information in these studies as far as Tyre is concerned, as far as the character of King Dawud and the character of King Saul, the character of our Edomite brothers, Dog, through the study of Dog, the character of King Saul and the Moabites, our cousins, how they could appreciate the lineage as Contreras alluded to for Ruth the Moabite was concerned. They know how to return a favor, unlike our Edomite brothers. The favor they return is not the favor you want. They have intense hatred against us. No reason of our own. The reason because of Yah's choice of us. Don't take it personally. But Yah would deal with that matter also. It's true. And it's been a pleasure, if I may speak for Cartrell and I, for us to bring these studies to you. Now it's your turn. We've done our job. Now it's your job. Go back and study Yah's word. Meditate on it. Mull over them. And once you came to the same conclusion as we have, application that, apply them. And finally, it works if you work it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Bless you, Cadre. Bless you, fellow students. And as again, praise and bless the most high name of Yah. Hallelujah. Brother Cadre, close your remarks.
You said it all, Yamsu. Said a mouthful. Everything you said
is
on point.
Thank you,
brother.
Let
that stick with us. Let that marinate inside of our spirit. All praises.
All praises. Thank you, brother. Thank you, fellow students. Shalom and good night.
I am a human. Now I haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope. Keep on holding on. I am a human. I like her, and if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew. It shouldn't matter to you. I'm not a capitalist, and I'm not a communist, I'm not a socialist, I'm not the politician. Tell me at least the reasons you can't live right. I am a human, and haven't I suffered for too long? Still the reasons for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human, yes I am a child like her. And when you look into my eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a soldier, I'm not a jihadist, I'm not a Buddhist, I'm not a Hindu, I'm not a what, I am a who, I'm not black, and I'm not white, tell me if this is why we fight. I am a human, haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human, well I am a child like her. And when you look into her eyes, deep down there's a light. I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew, it shouldn't matter to you. Tell me at least the reasons you can't live right. I am a human, and I have been suffering for too long. There's a reason for hope, keep on holding on. I am a human. I like her, and if you look into my eyes, deep down there's a lie. I am a human, now haven't I suffered for so long? Still the reason for hope, keep on holding on.